Blog Talk Radio.
Life is a song worth singing.
Why don't you
sing it? Life is a song worth singing.
Why don't you
sing it? You hold a key in the palm of your hand.
Use it.
Don't blame your life on a master plan. Change it. Only you generate the power to decide what to do with your life. You're a fool if you think you're helpless. You control what you do with your life.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another exciting edition of Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. And I'm your host, Ronald Bethay, and you know if you join us on a regular basis, the slogan for this show is, there's power in numbers, and the positive change purchasing cooperative captures that power for your financial benefit. The Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative, LLC, serves as an economic blueprint for self-reliance for renewable energy companies, both large and small, along with increasing market share for African and African-American-owned renewable energy companies to address the high effects of energy costs at our historically Black colleges and universities. Also, we work with our African-American-owned farmlands and HBCU campuses to develop capacity and initiatives for renewable energy projects to bring down the under and underemployment of young African-American men and women locally and nationally and throughout the diaspora. Also, to educate the African and African-American communities locally, nationally, and throughout the diaspora about the economic impacts of climate change and the need for environmental education in the Black community through Black Talk Radio programs such as Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been a very, very busy day for me. I'm yours truly. I'm your host, Ronald Bethay. If it sounds like I'm gasping for air, it's because I am. I'm running for air. Running to get back in front of this mic so we can bring you another exciting edition of Solar Now in the Future with its economic impact on Black America. And today, ladies and gentlemen, I had the privilege of being at Bowie State University for the Central Maryland HBCU Climate Career Expo. And I got to give a shout out to the Director of Sustainability over at Bowie State University, Brother Parker, and the folks there, Mr. Antoine Thompson with the Greater Washington Region's Clean Cities Collaboration Group, and with all those state and federal agencies that sent their representatives over to Bowie State University today to provide these opportunities for our young African and African American students. There are a number of jobs and opportunities out here, and I'm glad to see that we have some public officials which were there who talked about these opportunities. Now, students and alumni take the next steps in your career doing a free climate career expo, jobs, opportunities, paid internships, graduate fellowships, and environmental, renewable energy, sustainability, and other green sustainability fields among federal, state, and local employers looking for diversity in the field. It was co-sponsored by, of course, the Greater Washington Region Clean Cities Collaboration Group. Then you had testimonies. We truly connected with the future of our workforce and ended up bringing terms from Bowie State, still undergraduates, and did an outstanding job for us. The third graduate in December was hired by Disney as a graphic designer. Michael Wright, Chief Business Solutions Officer, Optimus Renewables. The Climate Career Fair offered plenty of opportunities. I ended up accepting an internship with Optimize Renewables during my last semester at Bowie State. Shane M. Macy, Virtual Communications and Digital Media Arts major. This young man, let me see what he did here. Hold up, roll it down, roll it, roll it, roll it. We doing something different here, brother, because we there in the, with a face in the place, so we bring this information back live and hot. Okay, arts major. I met with the Greater Washington Region's Clean Cities Collaboration, landed an internship for the summer 22. The internship helped me to receive an award for Young, Gifted, and Green 40 and Under 40. Then you had a K-H-A-D-I-J-A Shaw, senior biology major. I have gained so much from attending specialized career fairs like this one at Bowie State University. I get to learn about organizations I did not know much about, discovered so many different jobs and internship opportunities. McCollum, senior visual communications digital major. From the Wide World Fund, summer 2022. These are just a few testimonials, ladies and gentlemen. But all being said, ladies and gentlemen, we shared a lot of valuable information there. I gained a bunch of valuable information. We made some contacts with some folks. We got some cards. We was able to meet a Ms. Shay Dennis, Director of U.S. Markets Transformation and Development for, now, who is this young lady with? She's with the Green Building Council. So they are look like a 501c3 organization, but they have governmental ties. let me make it real deep so we can be clear about this. We also had the opportunity to hear the first African-American Department of Environmental Affairs for the state of Maryland, the first African-American woman, first African-American to hold this the post, period. So let me give Governor Westmoreland his clap on that. So we got to make this happen while we got to make this happen. But there's some serious things going on, ladies and gentlemen, here as we are looking at the exchange of information that was provided at this event and the timing of these events. Now, I understand they had it at the right place, and our students were there. They in class, ladies and gentlemen. I'm trying to tell you because there was no room in the parking lot. So people, our young people are trying to educate themselves. Make no mistake about this. Now, I met a young lady, Mrs. Joy, J-O-Y, last name L-I-A-N-G, with the Federal Highways Administration. And I got her contact information. Then I was able to meet once again a Mr. Morris Queen with the Eckert Connects. They have a workforce development training program, which if you are 18 years or older and want to earn money while gaining valuable work skills, call Eckert Connects in the place for you. Careers are ready today. Earn while you learn. Job placement assistance, training scholarships available to those who qualify. internships with Prince George's Community College, Prince George's Chamber of Commerce, Prince George's Community Department of Health, and Employment Service, Prince George's, home of the Maryland Youth Career Center. And I spoke with this gentleman. I hope to have him on my podcast in the very, very near future, and we'll be talking to him. I was able to share some things with folks at the event because my niece, her name is Audra, was Audra McLeod. And Audra was a communications major who graduated from Boone State. And Audra graduated 2019. But very unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, Audra, A-J-A, Audra, who was my niece, suffered from asthma from the time that she was a very young child growing up in Coral Hills, Maryland, right across the district line, and and also she grew up partially in Heights, and they lived in Prince George's County. And she, in fact, had this, her father had it, is not a hereditary family situation, it's the environment. So with that being said, at her graduation party, she had an asthma attack and she left us. And as I tell that to the story to people, it puts a face on the human side of these statistics when older black folks my age, baby boomers 72 years, when we're burying our kids. So for me, it's a deep piece because on January 10th, 2020, I presented to Bowie State University a five-year sustainability plan, which developed by the Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative and peer consultants. And I have in my hand a copy of that sustainability plan. I may share some of that later on in my show. We don't have a scheduled guest today, ladies and gentlemen. So I'm going to try to keep it so the ghosts can keep it real so the ghosts can get it. We have some serious issues that we must address. And as I've indicated to you that each podcast I do, I will be doing a segment on the corporate sustainability BOI 2024 filing requirement with the U.S. Department of Treasury. So, with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, it's become very, very apparent to me as I speak with different individuals who have never heard of the Corporate Transparency Act and the BOI 24 filing requirement. So with that being said, you can go to my website at positivechangepc.com. Please click on the news and events tab. And at the very, very top, you will be able to find this information. But we are launching a national campaign today, ladies and gentlemen. It's a historical moment on this platform, solely now and the future, with its economic impact on Black America, which is tied around this issue. We are prepared to move forward and this national campaign, ladies and gentlemen, that we are titled H.R. 40 versus Justice 40 initiative and their impacts on the 2024 presidential election. Let me repeat that. This campaign is entitled the H.R. 40 versus the Justice 40 initiative and their impacts on the 2024 presidential election. Now let's look at what are we talking about when we say H.R. 40. Well, for our young people who don't know, H.R. 40 was introduced in the House on January 4th, 2021. The commission is to study and develop reparations proposals for African Americans, the African Americans Act. This bill establishes the commission to study and develop reparations proposals for African American recommended appropriate remedies. The commission shall identify, one, the role of the federal and state government in supporting the institution of slavery, forms of discrimination in the public and private sectors against freed Black slaves and their descendants, and number three, lingering negative effects of slavery on living African Americans and society. Biden needs to sign an executive order putting the Reparations Commission in place. There are 2.1 million African American votes on the line, according to Dr. Kalama, K-A-M-A-I-I-N-H-A-Y-T-I, Ph.D. They did a computer AI analytics study to show the 20 percentage drops in the polls with young African-American voters who said, if he don't do this, at least this, I ain't voting for him. That's Justice 40, ladies and gentlemen. That's 2.1 million young folks saying, if he can't sign an executive order to put this commission, it ain't like his money, I ain't voting for you, Biden. Now, versus Justice 40. Now, this is what the Justice 40 initiative is, if you're not aware, a whole initiative, government initiative. Justice 40, for the first time in the nation's history, the federal government has made a goal that 40% of overall benefits of certain federal climate, clean, affordable, and sustainable housing and other investments flow to disadvantaged communities that are marginalized and underinvested and overburdened by pollution. President Biden made his historic commitment when he signed Executive Order 14008 on tracking the climate crisis at home and abroad within days of taking office to continue delivering his environmental justice vision. President Biden's Executive Order 14096 on revitalizing our nation's commitment to environmental justice for all in April of 2023. What kinds of environments fall within the Justice 40 initiative? What type of investments fall within the Justice 40 initiative? The categories of investments are climate change, clean energy, and energy efficiency, clean transit, affordable and sustainable housing, training and workforce development, remediation and reduction of legacy pollution, and the development of critical clean water and water waste infrastructure. This is what these $780 billion is supposed to be addressing. How is the administration implementing the Justice 40 initiative? Question. A national commitment to the environmental justice is this magnitude has never been made before. Investment has never been made before. The goals of the Justice 40 initiative, the administration is transforming hundreds of federal programs to ensure the disadvantaged communities receive benefits of a new and existing federal investment through President Biden Investing in America agenda and the Inflation Reduction Act, Infrastructure Law, American Rescue Plan. Federal agencies are making historical investments to advance environmental justice and benefits to disadvantaged communities. These investments will help confront decades of underinvestment in disadvantaged communities and bring critical resources to the communities that have been overburdened by legacy pollution and environmental hazards. Whole lot of fluff, ladies and gentlemen. Now, PCP LLC is launching a digital online network entitled Solar Now in the Future with its economic impact on Black America. Another little secret that we are revealing to you over the World Wide Web, over the platform of Blog Talk Radio, and we will be leaving Blog Talk very, very soon, so we won't make it public. So maybe they're listening at Blog Talk, so they'll know that we're very, very unpleased with this platform. Because as we see, we are in iTunes, and we see the commercials that are being run, and when we understand that this podcast is probably the number one podcast produced by an African American in the United States of America with no resources at all. None at all. Now, we're going to talk about that a little later on too in the show. So we'll get back to that. But we're going to go back and we're going to drill down on our campaign, H.R. 40 versus Justice 40 initiatives and their impacts on the 2024 presidential election. We just read what that was. Bill H.R. 2513, which disproportionately is impacting African-American women and other minority women-owned non-employee businesses, which according to the U.S. Census data, 36.7% of 10 million, which are minority owned, of the nation's non-employee businesses, 36.7% of 10 million, ladies and gentlemen, so of the nation's non-employee businesses, those without paid employees, and had gross receipts of $307.9 billion in fiscal year 2022. The world of work has become more complex because of the different types of employee classifications. As a result, more businesses are hiring freelancers. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, Are you familiar with the term freelancers, contractors, and employees to handle long-term or short-term projects in their organizations? In fact, the U.S. had in 22, 70.4 million freelancers and 9.6 million were self-employed professionals, and their number is growing, ladies and gentlemen. Ever. When we look at 97% of small businesses that are required to file the FICENBOI report in 2024, we are on the clock, ladies and gentlemen. Today's date is March 6, 2024. We've got 10 months left before January 1, 2025. Now, let me show you how this kicks in. All right? Less than 10% of the small business owners know their BOI filing obligations. The question is, do you know, is the question. Avoid penalties up to $500 a day, up to $10,000, and if you can't pay the fine, you could possibly do 3 years in the joint. The federal joint, they ain't going to send you over to D.C. jail. They're gonna dress it up for you. They're going to send you to the big house because you can't pay a fine because you in business. Now, let's tie this bow around this thing and just look at what we're talking about here. Who are the people we're talking about? We're talking about women businesses because this is what makes this sticky, real sticky, ladies and gentlemen. The Corporate Transparency Act was enacted in 2021 to mitigate illicit financial activities requiring most companies that conduct business in the U.S. to report specific information about their beneficial owners to the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network. It's called FINCEN. It's the Bureau of the U.S. Department of Treasury whose mission is to combat financial crimes by collecting and analyzing information about financial transactions to combat money laundering, terrorist financing, and other financial crimes. The CTA reporting requirements take on, in effect, January 1, 2024, and the implications for U.S. business owners and their professional service providers are far-reaching. I hope y'all heard that. Yeah. Woo! And I ain't making none of this shit up. Excuse my word. Excuse what, but this my show. Now, this is what's amazing, ladies and gentlemen. I just left Bowie State University. Last week, I was at an event put on by the Washington Informer, which is a community black paper here in Washington, D.C. Mrs. Denise's Rolock Barnes. I am close friends with her and her husband. They do an outstanding job. Known them for 30 years. They did an excellent piece on digital ties in media and black media being able to meet the changing way of online digital formatting and how they have been able to do a digital online paper with the Washington Former every day, and she's got a team of young, brilliant African-American young folks over there. That's her sons and their peers, and they're running that paper, and they know what they're doing, and they're doing an excellent job. But none of them had heard of the Corporate Transparency Act. Now, I had the privilege, ladies and gentlemen, of meeting the head of the Greater Washington, D.C. Black Chamber of Commerce, Mr. Corey Griffin, who is also president and CEO of Global Governmental and Industries Partners and LLCs. Now, they're located at 1001 Connecticut Avenue, downtown Washington, D.C. I showed this information to the gentleman. He never heard of it. Now, this man has been in the federal government doing contracts and doing this heavy, making money for 20 years, but he ain't never heard of this. So, when the people from Fileforms put on their website that 97% of small businesses don't know. But see, this is the problem with this gentleman not knowing. His organization is partnered with 150 national black chambers of commerce around the United States of America. Now, he's in here in Washington, D.C. If he can't get this information and get it out to their membership, they all dead in the water as relates to those folks who are small business entrepreneurs, sole proprietor operations like me, who don't know. We get hit where the sun don't shine. And people are real angry about this, ladies and gentlemen. Don't get this twisted. I'm showing this to white folks. They don't know neither. But once I show this to them, they are just as upset as I am. If I sound I'm a little hyper, I ain't had nothing yet, nothing to drink. I'm just pissed. Oh, and on. Because I don't have $10,000 either, but I'm going to file this report because I know. I'm in the know. It's just like Kathy Hughes with the Urban One Radio Network. Information is power. It seems as though our institutions and our people, they so busy, they ain't got time to pay attention to something that's going to kick them where the sun don't shine. Oh, I spoke to one brother from my alma mater, Morgan State University, trying to share something. Oh, brother, I got some students, and he's so damn concerned about the students. I understand he was working at the university, but give me a break. Man, you at Bowie. I'm just trying to talk to you. You don't want to talk to me? Fine. I ain't mad at you. And I'm an alum. But this is what I'm saying. I called WEAA station, general manager. Nobody answers the phone. So I keep knocking on black media's door. This event last Thursday here in Washington, D.C., ladies and gentlemen, was with the black press. I have contacted Reverend Ben Chavis with the National Black Newspaper Association. Now, I'm going to send him an email because I didn't get it out yesterday, but I have left a detailed message on his voicemail. Wasn't in yesterday, but he might get back to me whenever he checks his voicemail. I'm not going to hold my breath. And if it sounds like I'm putting it where the goats can get it, I'm letting Lottie, Dottie, and everybody know where I've been. I sent this to the head of the AKA sorority, to the, but they, the, let me make sure I get this straight now. We're going to make sure we got it right because we don't want to start nothing. There ain't got to be nothing. But we making sure that we let people know where we've been. Now, Ivy Leaf, fall of 2023. And inside the Ivy Leaf, if you know anything about the AKAs, this is their publication. I have the president of the AKA sorority out their corporate headquarters, 5656 South Story Island Avenue, Chicago, Illinois. We call. We got the email. Now, I see my brother Roland Martin, who I sent this off to with the Black Star, and I get some money, I'm going to give him some. But I see everybody that Reverend Shopton have on his show, she went, and they doing photo ops. That's good. But do they know about the Corporate Transparency Act of 2024? That's all I'm saying. And this is the Supreme BASILEUS. That's what they call Reed. That's the sister's last name. With Roland Martin and Attorney Crump. Yeah, so all that's good. And I'm glad to see that the sister got the juice. But they're going to need to use that juice and the juicer on this one. Because this coming straight to your neighborhood. It will not affect your organization. You don't have to file. But your members do. Because that's who these businesses are. Okay? These are people that you know. They don't tell you their business, but once you show them this article, they said, I got an LLC, and I got this, and I got that. I'm so glad you said something to me, because I didn't know. I said, that's just the point that I'm making. Why should I have to play the role of Paul Revere on Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America? The Corporate Transparency Act fines are coming. The Corporate Transparency Act fines are coming. Shit, like the British are coming. And if COVID-45, let's be clear, who did this? His name is somebody known as Donald Trump. I refer to him as COVID-45 because he was the 45th president while we had COVID. And we buried 1 million people, and he told people to go drink Clorox. Okay? He part of the GOP, the Gas, Oil, and Petroleum Party. So I understand, and Biden drilling plenty of oil too, so don't get it confused. I'm just breaking it down like the Black Eagle said, so the goats can get it. Now, every campaign needs a hook. So this is our hook, ladies and gentlemen. We hope you like this hook. Stop the return of Jim Crow in 24 with Donald Trump knocking again on the White House door. Do not let Trump get near the Oval Office again in 24. Register and vote. That's it. Turn of Jim Crow in 24 with Donald Trump knocking on the White House door. I can't make it no plainer than that. Now, that's who put this law into effect when under his administration. My problem, I'm a registered independent for what that means here in the state of Maryland. But a Democrat introduced this law in Upper New York. But when you drill down on this and you look at the border issue, who's come across the border? Who's supposed to be bringing in all the fentanyl? Who's supposed to be creating all the crime? The border. Look, we just ended up, we're still supposed to be in recovery from the pandemic. Some folks knew it as the pandemic. And all them that took the jab, they had more problems than I got. So, with that being said, I ain't mad at nobody. I'm simply saying is, get registered and go vote and go pick up some friends. I'm going to put a shovel in the back of my car and go by the cemetery and get some of my friends and bring them with me. So that's the only way they can get there. So if I sound like I'm a little pumped up with this, I'm trying to reach our young folks. Don't be no fool. My grandmother, and God bless her soul, Mrs. Emma McLeod, she used to say, grandson, if common sense was common, everybody have some. Okay? Now, I'm saying there's a lot of truth in that. Don't tell me nothing about no more damn polls and Trump's leading in this poll and that poll. Tell me what policies did he implement that benefited you. If you can't tell me that, I don't want to hear all that other noise. Trump ain't did nothing for nobody but himself. But that's his thing. But if you want to vote for him, you have the right to do that. This is a free country. But messing with COVID 45, not for long. Like the NFL. That's what the NFL stands for. Not for long. Y'all keep playing with nitroglycerin if you want to. But if you didn't get a taste of them folks, like I said, Jim Crow stopped the return of Jim Crow in 2004 with Donald Trump knocking again on the White House door. I rest my case, ladies and gentlemen. This is what we're doing, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to use this. This is a bully pulpit. And we're going to make sure we get the renewable energy piece in and everything else in at the same time. So with that being said, we're getting ready to take a pause for the calls, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to switch gears on this thing. But I have to get this piece in about the Corporate Transparency Act of 2024 and the launching of our national campaign entitled Justice Party, which was an executive order. Biden can pick up 2.1 million votes. Sign it, put the Reparations Commission in place, and they can work in 2025 if you want these votes. If you want these folks' votes, stop the ceasefire in Gaza. And we might have a chance to stop the return of Jim Crow in 2024 with Donald Trump knocking on the door. I hope I'm making myself plain, ladies and gentlemen, because this is serious here. But everything involved in this Justice 40 initiative is basically coming through an executive order. So if Biden don't get back in office, all this shit will be over before it gets started. Because the Congress ain't trying to pass shit to make nothing real happen for us, the American people. I hope y'all can hear me out there. Now, president's going to do the State of the Union tomorrow here in Washington, D.C. Eyes will be, once again, we'll have all the spin doctors talking about this poll, that poll. I want to know what policies going to be implemented and where, for black folks, all that other stuff, it's cool in the game, but it really don't cut it. With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, we still rocking and rolling here on the platform of Solar Now and the future with its economic impact on Black America. I'm trying to get back to my podcast and the panel. I don't even see it. Let me see what's going on here, ladies and gentlemen. Because I was on the air. Don't tell me they took me off the air. They must be monitoring, because I'm bringing it for real now. I'm bringing it for real now. Yeah. I've been talking and talking. And I'm thinking I'm on the airwaves. Yeah. I'm still here with you, ladies and gentlemen. So, like I said, we're going to take a slight pause for the calls, and we'll be right back here on Solar Now and the Future with Economic.
Life is a song worth singing.
I got you.
Sing it. Life is a song worth singing.
Why don't you?
You hold a key in the palm of your hand.
Use it.
Don't blame your life on a master plan.
Change it.
Only you generate the power to decide what to do with your life. You're a fool if you think you're helpless.
Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, back to the airways of Solar Now in the Future with its economic impact on Black America. And, you know, here in the state of Maryland, I mean, we got a young African-American Governor Westmore. And, you know, little boy say the jury's still out on it. But he seemed to be trying to do a few things. But $10 million ain't a lot of money. Now, I understand they put it out there and made this grandiose announcement. Every Marylander deserves to do more with than just survive. They deserve to thrive, to not just themselves, but their families and neighborhoods as well. To do that, that requires us to invest in Marylanders, to bring more opportunities to our state. Westmore is to do just that. Last week, he announced $10 million for small business grants. Not only will this allow more folks to start small businesses, but it will strengthen local economies by reinvigorating vast areas of the state. Not with $10 million, you ain't. You're going to have to come up with more than $10 million. The governor has announced the Department of Commerce will create an incentive to support 10,000 jobs in Maryland. These new incentives will create talent in the state and add new jobs and provide resources for work training programs. Economic opportunities should not only be accessible to the select few. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something. The state got $32 million through the Good Job Challenge for workforce development training. And he ain't putting out here but 10? See, I'm gonna give you credit for credit due. This is good, but you got $32 million with the Good Jobs Challenge. And if they're not gonna put the 10 in, come on, man. See, I do the research, ladies and gentlemen. And I ain't mad with at the 10. But you got $22 million more that you can throw. At this issue, we got 23 counties. $10 million don't put no whole bunch of dent in these numbers. Montgomery County, 1.1 million folks, almost a million. So, ladies and gentlemen, let me make this plain. You need to get up on my news and events tab. And I'm just going to give you a little rundown of what we're dealing with here at PositiveChangePC.com under news and events, because I got to get back home. Then I got to go back in my news and events, because I got to give you the rundown. Corporate Transparency Act, navigating the BIO report in 2024 by file forms. That's going to stay at the top entire year. Number two will stay at the top. Census Bureau releases non-employee business data by demographics and characteristics of owners. Open letter of support for the Justice 40 bill working its way through the 2024 Maryland legislature. I wrote that letter, ladies and gentlemen, in support of the Justice 40 initiative that my state delegate, Dana Tarvez, has introduced, and it is supposed to be working its way through these out of the subcommittees. But they didn't even give me the time to get the information to get the people to come and support it. So it's one of those things, ladies and gentlemen. Solar now and the future with its economic impact, American Speeches, Feedstop, top 60 solar podcast. I'm number 6 out of the 60. I'm in the top 10, ladies and gentlemen. This platform you're listening to, Bowie State University 2024 Free Climate Career Export, 30 Act, datacensus.gov newsletter, new economic opportunities in Maryland, utility companies busted in huge dark money plot pilot. You got to listen to last week's show. Solar renewable energy Rex. Get smart about basics of home audit considering rooftop panels. You got to get. Don't get no more basic than that. You go there, they'll tell you everything you need and what companies you need to select and that are qualified through DOEE. Black History Makers webinar, 2024 Residential Clean Energy Rebate Programs now open, accepting applications. Solar Snapshots, now available, millions in new apprenticeship grants. President Biden announces $1.2 billion student debt cancellation. It's all here, ladies and gentlemen. So with that being said, we've come to another closing edition of Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. And with that, as we say every week, ladies and gentlemen, go in peace, because we don't want you to meet us back here. We want you to beat us back here as we close another exciting edition of Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America.
Life is a song worth singing.
Why don't you
sing it? Life is a song worth singing.
Why don't you
sing it? You hold a key in the palm of your hand.
Use it.
Don't blame your life on a master plan.